We are back on a special New Year's Day edition of Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Perhaps the biggest legal decision in 2008 came on June 26th, when by a slim 5-4 majority, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed that we have the constitutional right to own and possess handguns. The case was District of Columbia versus Heller. Dick Heller was a Washington-based security guard who challenged a 32-year-old ban on handgun ownership in the District of Columbia. On the day of the verdict, I spoke with Bob Levy, the constitutional scholar at the Cato Institute, who served as co-counsel to Mr. Heller. I began our conversation by asking Bob Levy if he was confident that the ruling would go his way and how significant it was for this country.
Well, I guess you could say we were cautiously optimistic, as the phrase goes, and we're gratified by the outcome. We think it's a monumental decision. For the first time in 70 years, the U.S. Supreme Court has said unequivocally, with precision, that the Second Amendment secures an individual right, and it means that people who live in Washington, D.C., for the first time since a gun ban went in effect 32 years ago, are going to have a right now to defend themselves in their own homes by possessing suitable firearms. That's good news for Washington, D.C., and frankly, I think it's going to be good news for the nation as a whole.
Well, one of the things that Justice Scalia said in his majority opinion today was pretty much what you just said, in that the Second Amendment refers to the individual's rights to bear arms, not necessarily to be part of a militia. He also, though, said the scope of the ruling was somewhat narrow because the ruling did not infringe on bans in certain places like schools, government buildings, and what have you. Are you satisfied with the breadth of the decision, or do you believe it's too narrow?
Well, the breadth of the decision is going to have to be tested. Justice Scalia said, and I think quite properly, that there are some things, some regulations, that self-evidently are okay. You can keep guns away from kids and from violent felons and from people who are crazy. And you can certainly keep weapons of mass destruction away from everybody. And he also indicated that there are certain sensitive locations that perhaps gun regulations would be permissible. But none of that means that the types of bans that they have in effect in many of the major cities, Washington's just one, but also places like Chicago and New York, that those kinds of regulations would be upheld. The chances are pretty good that they're going to be challenged, and I would say they're pretty likely they're going to be overturned.
Bob, in the dissent, Justice John Paul Stevens, who's been on the court for more than 30 years, says that the Second Amendment, in his opinion, quote, was adopted to protect the right of the people of each of the several states to maintain a well-regulated militia. He went on to say the court is making new law to extend this right to individuals. How do you respond to that criticism of the
Well, I guess the response in a nutshell is that he only had three people that agreed with him, and it takes five to win, and he didn't win. So, notwithstanding the fact that he made that case, it would be quite extraordinary if a right crafted by the framers, in part to provide individuals with a means of protecting themselves against tyrannical government, if that right can only be exercised with the permission of the government that controlled the militia, what purpose would the right serve? Justice Scalia was absolutely correct in indicating that militia service is one, not the only one, but one of the rights that and the purposes of the Second Amendment. Certainly self-defense is a purpose, as is the ability to provide food for your family by hunting. So there are a number of things that the Second Amendment secures. Militia service is one of them.
And in terms of bringing this case forward as you did, what would have been the impact today if Justice Kennedy or any of the others in the majority had decided in the opposite way? What would that have meant for the Second Amendment?
Well, if they had said that the Second Amendment secures only a right to use guns in the context, to possess guns in the context of militia service, it effectively would have erased the Second Amendment from the Constitution. The purpose of the Second Amendment, while it was militia service way back at the time of the framing, at least it was that and other things. That purpose, that is, the use of weapons in the context of militia service, has very little application in today's environment. But self-defense has a very large application. So the Second Amendment would have been eviscerated had this decision gone the other way. And then it would have been up to states to adopt their own rules. Now, fortunately, a lot of states have, and a lot of states have given better protection to gun owners than has the federal government. That's about to change. Now the federal government is knowledge that there's an individual right to be security.
Bob Levy is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute here in Washington. He was also co-counsel for security guard Dick Heller in the case District of Columbia versus Heller that eventually overturned the D.C. handgun ban that had lasted for 32 years on a slim 5-4 decision from the high court. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for spending part of your New Year's Day with us as we look back at some of the important moments of 2008. Please join me again tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.